producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are 28 days away from spring. Oh, it cannot come fast enough at this point. Today is Valentine's Day, so I want to make sure that all of you do something, at least a card, or you're going to be in hot water for a long time. Even the supermarket will have a card. So get out, get some flowers, doesn't have to be roses, but some kind of a bouquet, maybe some chocolate. If your better half is on a diet, don't do chocolate. Do flowers and maybe some perfume or maybe some gardening equipment. How's that for an idea? But do something. And maybe a nice pot on you to call your mom and wish her a happy Valentine's Day since she was your first Valentine. Our phone number here is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. So if we can help you, call right now. Talk with Daniel, and he'll get you set up. Okay? Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Charles from New Jersey, and he's got a question about his lemon tree.
Charles, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, you can be my Valentine. How's that?
That would be my pleasure.
I bought a lemon tree last year. It was only a teeny little stem with two leaves on it.
Yep.
And I planted it in this large pot and left it out on the patio. And it took off pretty good. Anyway, I brought it in for the winter, of course. And the thing's about 3.5-4 feet high right now.
Wow.
And it's got 10 clusters of buds all over it and flowers.
Oh, wow.
So I don't understand why it's getting these flowers at this time of year. I'm not going to pollinate them because I think it's the branches are too weak to hold the lemons if it happened to get lemons. So I'm wondering if I'm doing the right thing, and I'm wondering also what's the best thing to feed it?
Okay. First of all, Charlie, I want you to look at your thumb. It's got to be green. So you're doing something right to go from a couple leaves to 3 feet and flower buds. Now,
that's what I thought. I thought it was kind of early for it to be blooming, but, you know.
Well, see, what they do now so that you, the homeowner, can see result. It used to be you could go to Florida, and at the airport you could buy an orange tree, a grapefruit tree, you know, any kind of citrus tree that they had to offer. And you took it home, and it wouldn't produce until it was the size of a tree in Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, now, what are you going to do with a 15-foot tree in your house?
Right.
Right? So, this is what they do now. They take cuttings from the tip of the tree, where the flower buds are, they root it, and that is mature wood. And that wood will root real easy, and will start to produce almost instantly, like it has at your home. And that is a very good sign. Now, I want you to fertilize that tree, and I want you to pollinate it. Now, the way that you pollinate is you let the flower buds open, and you take a little artist's paintbrush, and you go from one flower to the next, kind of mixing the pollen in the plant. And if you want to go bzzz, you can do that too, and make it fun for you. And they won't all produce fruit, but you're going to get two or three. And if you see that it starts to get heavy, just get a little pencil stake, stake the plant, and enjoy that very first fruit. Now, being that you don't live in Florida, it's kind of hard to find a citrus fertilizer. You can use a product called Mere Acid. And it's the companion to Miracle Grow. And it's designed for acid-loving plants. And citrus are acid-loving plants, just like gardenias are. And if
that's
any of you listening
know,
have...
I was wondering if I should put lime on it, but I guess I don't want to put no lime there.
No. If you put lime, you're going to slow it down a great deal. Now,
no, we don't want to do that.
When the flowering season is done, I would upgrade the pot. So right now it's in what size?
Oh, it's about a 20-inch pot. It's a pretty good-sized pot.
Oh, okay, then you won't have to move that for a while then.
Yeah.
But get some Mere Acid, feed it with that, and you would do it on a monthly basis. And then put it outside during the summer. And if you see that it's growing to be very tall with few side shoots developing, pinch off the top leader, and that will stimulate side branches to make it thicker, to make it fuller, and to give you a better-looking plant.
Sounds great to me. That's pretty much what I was going to do with it anyway, but the main thing, I was afraid to pollinate it because I didn't want the lemons to be, you know, to break the branches off because they're really thin.
Yeah.
And,
Charlie,
staking it, like you said, that would work.
Yeah, definitely try and get one or two lemons from it, and you can just use little bamboo sticks or anything like that. And you'll find it will work very, very well. And there's nothing better than your first native-grown lemon tree.
Actually, it's a very pretty thing. I like it a lot.
Yeah, and the flowers smell wonderful.
Oh, they do. They really do when you have it in the house and it blooms. I had two of them clusters bloomed already, and you can smell them all through the living room here.
Wonderful.
And I know when I had one before and it died, but I had it outside and it got flowers, a few flowers on it. And it just sucked bees in like magnets. I mean, I had bees all over it.
Right, right. But see, this time of the year, you got a foot or more of snow outside and it's 10 degrees or colder. So there's no bees active right now. So
that's right.
You have to become Mother Nature's bumblebee.
Well, I when I did it before, I used a Q-tip.
Yep.
But you say use a little brush then. Okay.
You could use an artist paintbrush, or you could use a Q-tip. Either one, whatever is easiest for you and what you have, and it will do a good job for you.
Okay. So it's mere acid.
Mere acid. It's in a silver and blue box, and it should be right near the Miracle-Gro.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's what I wanted to find out.
Thank you. Have a great Valentine's Day.
I will. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank
now.
You, Charlie. Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. Pardon my voice. I've had a wicked cold. And for the first time ever, I was not able to write a newsletter for this past week. I apologize, but I spent 18 hours in bed on Wednesday, 22 hours in bed on Thursday, and 18 on Thursday. So, a Friday rather. So, I was in tough shape, but I'll make up for it for you.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and our number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. I pardon myself for my voice. I've had a wicked, wicked cold, and finally breaking through it. And next week, hopefully, we'll be back to normal and be able to redo the newsletter that we weren't able to because of my illness. But I'm feeling a lot better. Found a great way to lose 8 pounds in 3 days. Don't eat. That does it all the time. Okay, Daniel, who do we have up next that needs a little bit of help with their garden?
Next up we've got Sunite from Memphis, and I believe he's got a song for us today.
Okay, Sunite, welcome. And happy Valentine's Day to you.
Why you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, look, let me inform you now, Paul. You know, man, you're a good friend of mine, and I would like you to know, look, man, if you'd have been in my household, oh, man, I got you. You won't be living around like most spaghetti. Man, I would have had you up. I'm telling you, Paul, I don't know if it's your religion or your state or laws or whatever. Man, I let you smoke some good dope and got motivated and gave you something hot and simulating. You've been ready to get up and get some of them pants out the closet. Man, that outlet hostage. But, I do have a song. And, hey, look, man, but look, you caught a cold. But, hell, I got a robbed last night, and the police was bragging about how good that video surveillance was. They was bragging about it. Caught them criminals right in the act. It's a Kodak moment. Freeze! But anyway, let me get on to my song. Let's see what's going on. Slow down, slow down. but spring is coming along. I say yesterday is gone, but spring is coming along. Yesterday is gone, but spring is coming along. I'm a Carmelite soil, I'm a hurt that dirt. I'm a plant that seed all over this place. I love my garden, I'ma pack the things right, I'ma keep everything just doing just right, tight, tight, tight. Yesterday is gone, but spring is coming along. Yesterday is gone, but spring is coming along. I said yesterday is gone, but spring is coming along. Yeah, Paul, I could have hit a couple of wrong notes there, but I ain't cranked this thing up in probably about 4 or 5 years, man. I do so many things. I'm sorry. No, I meant to do this. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm serious though, man. So I wish you well on getting good with your call, but if you can, if it ain't against your religion, you still have power.
Yes, I am.
Well, you got patience. You was shame the hell out of Job for us in the Bible, you know. Oh, you shame him, bro.
Well, Sunai, thank you for the call and for the song. And you're right. Spring is coming. It's in 28 days. And believe me, this year it cannot get here fast enough. So we'll keep singing along and hoping the spring arrives on time or even ahead of schedule. That would be nice, especially after last year.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club. Our phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. And if any of you live in an older home that has drafty windows and you just can't seem to keep plants near the windows, there is one wonderful flowering plant at this time of the year that will take not wind coming through the windows, but a little bit of a draft, called a cyclamen plant or sickleman plant. And it's a beautiful plant. The leaves are heart shaped. There is a dwarf that would come in a 4-inch pot. And then there is the standard that will come in a 6-inch pot and be about 15 to 18 inches in diameter. And then there's the big jumbo. Whoa. And that one will be in a 10-inch pot and grow out to be well over a foot in diameter. And what's nice about the cyclamen is it will bloom now until almost June. And it produces a fairly strong stem, about the thickness of a pencil. And when the flower opens, it's like a butterfly. It's gorgeous. It comes in red, white, pink, bicolors. And when the flower goes by, you grab a hold of the stem, you bend it down a little bit, and then quickly pull it up, and the stem breaks free from the plant. Water as needed. Feed it on a monthly basis. And this cyclamen is a great gift for this time of the year. It is Valentine's Day. And if you didn't pick up anything and your better half is not a gardening type, try the cyclamen. They'll like it. And it will continue to bloom for many, many weeks. Our phone number again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gail from Massachusetts, and she's got a problem with some ticks.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Same to you. I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
I'm wondering, I have a German Shepherd, and the dog, 2 days ago, I took off it and gorged tick. And it's so cold. Have they adapted that much that they are going to be around 12 months a year?
Wow. No,
yeah.
They shouldn't be around now.
I know, and he's in an enclosed area, okay, so it's not like he just goes into the woods, okay. It's a big yard, but I don't know if anybody else has had this problem. I mean, it's been so cold, I couldn't understand when I was petting him. I'm like, wow, what's this? And sure enough, it was a very large tick.
Well, I think probably what the problem was, Gail, is I know at my house in Maine, we never saw a killing frost until after Christmas in southern Maine. So they stayed active, they stayed productive. And if the dog is in the same place and he's been in there in the past, then the ticks know that, oh, here's a good place to get dinner. What I would suggest that you do, see, normally they freeze, they go into dormancy, and then when the weather gets nice, they come out and they get active again.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that they got into some grasses and the dog laid down in it. The tick was able to crawl on the pet and then came inside, and with the warm temperatures, the tick warmed up, came back to life and said, huh, I'm sitting on a sandwich.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Okay.
So I think for now, there's not too much that you can do,
okay.
But what I'm going to do is a lot of the flea and tick products that are available right now are not organic. They're a chemical-based product. And this product by Natural Alternative that will be released in April.
Okay.
And it comes with a built-in sprayer, so you just attach it to the hose, and you spray the dog area, and I have 4 Shih Tzus, and we fenced in a big backyard area where they play in, and on sunny days, it's so funny, they're laying on their back with their feet up, sunning themselves on the lounge chairs.
Nice.
So we're going to take this mosquito, flea, and tick from Natural Alternative. And as soon as even early April, when we get days around 50 and the snow cover is gone, I'm going to spray the whole yard. It lasts for 30 days. And then I'm going to do it again in May and June. And that should take care of it for the whole year. If you can get them early before they get a chance to mate and lay additional eggs, you should be in good shape.
Okay.
And this is all natural. So that's what I plan to do.
Good, good. Excellent. I have one more question. The plant you just talked about, the cyclamen, how do you spell that?
It's C-Y-C-L-E-M-E-N.
Okay, fine.
It's a great plant. Again, the leaves are heart-shaped. They come, some are green, some are silver, many, many combinations. Some of the leaves are like a little curly. And it grows just like a mushroom cap. And it is a beautiful winter flowering plant. And I'll tell you, when you get four or five blooms out or more at the same time, it looks like butterflies hovering over the plant. It does not like wet feet because it's actually a bulb sitting on top of the soil. So what I do is I reach in with my finger. I press my finger into the soil about one knuckle deep. If it's moist, I leave it alone. I'll let it go another day or two. But for a cool room or near a drafty window, it is wonderful. It's not a plant that you would put where you've got a wood stove or a pellet stove, but in the rest of the house, it's great.
Great. Thank you very much, Paul, and I do hope you get better soon.
I will. Especially with you encouraging me, I'm there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great Valentine's Day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Let's talk. And we'll help you to have a better gardening season, whether it's inside the house right now, if you're starting seeds, or outside. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dolores from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about Christmas berries.
Dolores, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you, Paul. Happy Valentine's Day to you also. I hope you get to feel a lot better.
I will.
Paul, driving around Falmouth one day, and I looked over and I saw this. I mean, it was so pretty. Red berries.
Yeah.
On a bush, and
yeah.
I said, "Oh, geez, at this time of the year, that's like so pretty." And what I wanted to know from you is, am I correct by calling it a Christmas berry? And the other question is, give me some information on them. When are they expensive to buy? When can you plant them? And I'm looking for something in my community that I can plant that will brighten up a couple of particular areas, and that looked just perfect, but I don't know what I need to do to maintain it and whether it will be right for these particular areas because, you know, I don't have access to water. I have to bring up buckets of water to put
to get them started. Okay. What you are seeing is called an alder, A-L-D-E-R, red alder. It is a plant that is native to where you have water. So a swampy, boggy area, you're more inclined to see it there than like on top of a hill. It would be at the bottom of the hill. It will be placed where water will accumulate, and they grow wild. I've been up country in Maine. I've been up country in New Hampshire and parts of Vermont, in western Massachusetts, and found them growing on the side of the road. And it's a plant that's very easy to take care of. It doesn't matter if it's full sun or a half a day of sun. It's something that you would plant in the spring so that you can take advantage of the free rainfall. And it used to be, at least 10 years or so, a lot of the Cape Cod Conservation Commissions would have a plant sale. And there were a couple of places in Massachusetts also that would have a plant sale. And you would buy these seedlings for really little money. And they would ship them to you in the early spring. You plant them. You kept them wet for the first year. And once they're caught, they will grow on themselves. And it's just getting them established. But check with your local county extension and see if they do a project like that in your nursery. Red alder. Berries.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Vivian from Massachusetts. She's got a question about a gardenia and another question about a calla lily.
Okay. Vivian, welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. Sorry you're not feeling well.
That's okay. I'm feeling better.
I'm going to give you a little piece of advice for the next time, and it's going to be quick. The next time you start feeling symptoms of a cold, get on that heating pad your mother was trying to save from your dad. I heard what you were talking about this morning. But no, seriously, the virus of a cold begins in your spinal fluid. And when you get on that heating pad at the onset of a cold, that first day you feel the symptoms, get that heating pad nice and warm in your back. Sit in a chair, sit up against it 20 minutes, move it up, up 20 minutes. If you can cook that virus, you're going to avert that cold. Have you ever heard that?
I'll tell you what, I will write that down and take your advice. Thank you.
I think I've averted some of my own that way. I don't know if it works for everybody, but it did for me. But that's my best advice. Okay, enough for that motherly advice. My gardenia, my daughter, bless her heart, gave me one for our anniversary last year. I don't have a green thumb. And all I've been doing since then was water it. Now, there were three buds on it, but they never really opened up. And eventually they just died off. But I've just been watering it since then. And it seems okay. I assume I should be feeding it something at this point because there are five little tiny buds out right now.
Okay. Well, first of all, she picked a difficult plant for you to take care of.
Okay.
Gardenias are beautiful plants, but they are, oh man, they are a pain to take care of. They like a house with a lot of humidity. If you have a wood stove or a forced hot air heating system.
Yeah, we have radiators.
Yeah, so that's on the plus side.
Okay.
So this is what I want you to do. In the spring, and maybe you could even do it now, I would repot it into a container a couple of inches larger in size and use some of that black gold potting soil, because that potting soil has mycorrhizae that will make the root system develop a lot quicker.
Okay, before we go any further, I did repot it at one point, and that was one of my other quick questions about pots. When you measure a pot, are you measuring across the top or top to bottom?
For most plants, it's across, not up and down.
All right. Now, this one, I did repot at one point, and right now it's in what you would call a 7-inch pot. Across the top, I measured about 7 inches.
Okay. And how wide is the foliage?
Oh, how wide, of course. I measured the height. I didn't measure the width. The width of the foliage, it's maybe 11, 12 inches.
Okay.
But from the soil up, it's 8 inches.
Okay. Move it to a 10-inch pot.
Okay.
Okay. Move it to a 10-inch pot, and you're going to see that plant's going to do a lot better for you.
Okay.
And then use this specialized black gold potting soil. Stay away from the Miracle-Gro stuff. It's a lot of pine bark mulch in it. It doesn't retain water well. For outside use, it's okay, but for what you have, you need something that's better quality soil.
Okay.
And it's got the mycorrhizae. Okay.
How often should I water it?
Okay. I would say probably weekly, but take your finger, push it in a couple of knuckles.
Yep.
If it's moist, then you're going to water it a little bit less.
Okay.
And you're going to feed it with mere acid.
Okay.
And because gardenias prefer an acidic soil, and once a month is all you need. Put it outside when you plant your tomatoes, and when the kids go to school, bring it in.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.